Okay, we're in the middle of Siman Tov Kuf Zayin. So yesterday we did Sif Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch talks about Kibui Letzarech Ochal Nefesh is Mutter, and it's not so simple. The Bir Alocha over here, Dibar Masla Kach, brings down from the Bir Agra that this is dependent on the Girsos and the Gemara, a Machlekes HaGirsos between Rashi Ushar Poskim and Shabbos Daf Kufla Midalid versus the Rif. The Rif has a different gear. So altogether, according to the Rif, Kibui would be also the Torah Ochal Nefesh. We are Mekel in some sort of Kibui, but it seems like in somewhat of a limited fashion. The way the Mishaburah brings it down is if it's a direct Ochal Nefesh dika thing, then they will allow Kibui. If it's not so direct, more like Machshirei Ochal Nefesh, then it's more problematic. Then we said over that if you have food on the fire and you want to lower the fire, many poskim will say if you have the option to raise a different fire, then you have to raise a different fire. You can't do the kibui. Rav Moshe brought down in Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen's Yontif book is lenient in that case, even when you have the option of opening a new flame. Again, we're not talking really about opening a new flame. We can't make a fire. We can only make the fire bigger by putting in more gas. In the olden days, where you didn't have an electric starter and you had a pilot light, so this was it worked on Yontif. Nowadays, where things are much more electric and much more complicated, in terms of electric coils, that they say you can't raise the heat on an electric oven or an electric stovetop at all because of the way it works. It's not like letting in more gas and raising the fire. It involves different electrical things that are not allowed on Yontif. Okay, now we are up to Seif Hey. Okay, Gemara in Beitza, Andaf Lamed Dalid Omer Aleph, brings a Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, Tanur Vikirayim, Chadashim, a new tanur, harehen kukol hakelim hanitlim b'chotzer. Okay, their tanur was more like a kli. Aval, ein sachin osan shemen, but you can't smear it with oil on yantif. The ein tashin osan b'matlis, some shmata with oil on it. The ein mafigin osan b'tzonein kidei lechasman. And you can't put cold water onto the oven, which will, you heat up the oven, and then you put on cold water, and if this is a new oven, that will strengthen the oven. That's what the Mishaburah says, not Mishaburah, I'm sorry, Rashi. Rashi says over there, Daf Lamidal Ramalav, Dibar Matzal, Ve'ein Mafigin, O son, La'acha Hesekon, after you've lit up the fire, lit up the stove, Ein Mafigin Hesekon Betzonin, you can't now spritz it with cold water, Lechasman, which is to strengthen it, shemitkashin al yedei hatzonin, because the combination, I guess, of heating it up and then putting on the cold water strengthens the kli, and that's going to be aser v'kulu mishum de mesakein mana. It's tikkun mana. It's the like finishing off the kli. Now the braisa concludes. Let's say you heated up the oven and it got so hot that it's not shayach now to put in the bread. If you put in a dough, it's gonna burn up. It's too hot. So you want to put in the cold water in order to cool down the oven so that the oven can be used for baking on yontif. Ve'im bishvil le'afos harei zeh mutter. If you're spritzing the cold water, Rashi explains, ve'im lahafiga bishvil le'afos shehusku harbe. The oven's too hot. I want to use it for cooking now, so I'm spritzing in cold water to make it less hot so it won't destroy the dough that I'm going to put in. Otherwise, it's too hot, and they're just going to destroy the dough. I have a question coming in the chat box. They do that in the matzah bakery. Oh, they do that in the matzah bakery? Oh, wow. Oh, okay. That's not a question. It's a statement. Okay, very good. Well, if it's too hot, they'll throw in some water to make it less hot. Otherwise, the matzahs are destroyed. Very good. Okay, shkoyach. Now, the Mishnah in Beitza on the previous daf, daf lamin gimel ramal aleph, says, Ein melabnin es harit ofim litzlos bohem. You can't heat up the, it's like the red roof panels that we have here in Israel. Sorry. Okay, you can't heat up the roof panels in order to use these roof panels. Then you're going to put your hot dog on top of the roof panel, and it's going to cook the hot dog. That you're not allowed to do. Why not? So the Gemara asks at the very bottom of Lami Gimel Amma Beis, why not? My Ka'ovid, what is he doing wrong? You're allowed to heat up the oven to cook and bake on Yontif. So what's wrong with this? Amar Rabba Barbar Chana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hocha b'ra'ofim chadoshim askinan. We're dealing with new, I don't know the good English words for re'afim. New planks, panels, whatever they're called. They're new panels. So therefore, why can't you heat it up? Meshit tzarech lebodgan. The army love they should tzarech lechasman. Okay? They're new panels. And therefore, if you're heating them up now for the first time on Yontif, one of two things is going to happen based on the two versions of the Gemara over here. One, the first version is tzarech lebadkin. You need to check it. Rashi says, im yuchu lekabel libunan. Hilkof b'yontif lo, dilma paki v'shtakach d'tar shlo l'tzarech. Sometimes if it's a brand new roof panel, and you put it into the burning hot fire, it's going to pop, it's going to break, and then you will have heated this up for no good reason, because you can no longer use it for cooking or baking, because it broke. So you have to like kind of check it before you undo. But Amrila, and some say, the problem is not lebadkan, but lechasman. Lechasman means to strengthen it. Rashi says, lahakshosam behesek rishon. Lahakshosam. To strengthen them, to harden them. Behesik rishonei mitchazkin u'mitkashim. The first time you heat up this roof panel, that's what strengthens it and hardens it. Hilkach acha af agav de l'tzorch yontif nami hu d'hatzolin aleihem. Even the tzorch yontif, and I want to use it to put on a hamburger or to put on a piece of chicken or fish or whatever they want to cook on yontif. Miu came into behesik zin asik kli aser, but you don't have the right to make to heat it up to the point that you're strengthening it and now turning it into a kli on yontif. That's something that you should have done before yontif. Okay. Okay. So now all the Rishonim ask the stira between the two Gemaras that we just did. On the one hand, the Mishnah just told us that you can't heat up the roof panels that you're going to be used for cooking. Why? Because it's going to strengthen it. Okay, according to the second reason, lachasman. It's going to be strengthening it. But yet we said that the oven that you're heating up for the first time, if you spritz it with cold water just to strengthen it, it's asa. But if you're spritzing it with cold water to make it fit for you now to use for baking, that's okay. So why can I spritz the water on it, which is going to strengthen it, if I want to use it for baking, but it also strengthens it. Here I want to cook on the re'afim, and in heating them up, I'm strengthening them. So my goal is to have a hot re'afim I could put on it, my fish, to cook my fish on yontif. But because it also strengthens it, it's going to be aser. But we said when spritzing the water in the oven, it strengthens the oven, and that's not aser. That's going to be mutter. So Tosis over here, the Abraham Maslow Vein Mefiganus on Bitsonin Kidelachasman, the Bishulafo Sareza Mutter. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. That's the Tosis. He asked Tosis a Tema, it's a wonderment. The Amr Le'el, Osir Lachasman. You're doing it in order to cook on it, but because it strengthens it, it's aser. In one case, it's mutter. In one case, by the ra'afim, it's aser. By the oven, it's going to be mutter. Why is that? So we have three answers. Tosis gives one answer. There's a difference between these roof panels and the oven. The tanur came into osa ide mashkin, shiny de eno vadai chosman. So sounds like what Tosis is saying, that when you in the re'afim, it's a psik reisha. It's for sure going to happen that you're going to strengthen it when you heat it up. Mashein came when I spritz the water in the oven, it might strengthen it, it might not strengthen it. That's how I understand what Tosis is saying. The Ran, when he discusses this, brought down in the Beis Yosef. By the Re'afim, it's going to be Aser, because that's more of a something that you're doing before you're involved with the food. I don't fully understand this Ran, but let's see. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah how he brings it down. But the way they bring down the Ran is Re'afim is Aser de Tikuno Shakli Kodem Letashmish. He's misaking it to kind of using it. Like the dough is ready to go into the oven and he spritzes it down. It's hot oven. It's ready to go in. It's too hot. We have to lower the heat by spritzing in some water. That, let's say, will strengthen the oven, but I'm ready to put in the dough. As opposed to the re'afim, I guess you're just going through the process of heating it up first, which, I don't know. It sounds like it's further removed. Hard for me to exactly understand. There's also a ra'ah, which is going to come up. Okay, let's see this inside. And hopefully, it will become clearer. Okay, Tov Kuv Zayin Tziv Hei. Tanur v'kirayim chadashim. New ovens. Ein sachin osam b'shemen. You're not allowed to smear them with oil. Why? The minig was to smear the oil, not the minig, but the derech, was to smear the oil, the oven with oil when it was new. To make it smooth and shiny. Velotashin osam b'matlis, and you can't even use a shmata to do it. Aval mutter lahasikam, but you can heat up the oven. Afilu hesik rishon, even for the first time. Ubavad shlo yifigim b'tzone kidei lachasman, as long as you don't spritz it with cold water in order to strengthen it. However, continues the Mechaber, v'im husku yosemidai, but if you heated it up and it was just too hot, like the matzah oven, too hot to do the baking, v'hutzuchu lafigam etzonein, you need to spritz it with cold water to lower the heat, kidei le'afos bahem, your kavana is to use it for baking, mutter. Lefichach mutter lishroz b'mayim ha-machbedes she-mechadim ba-tanur af-api she-mechabet. So then you could take this, some sort of rake or special oven, like an oven broom type of thing, and you put it in water, and then you put it in the oven. Even though it's going to be putting out the fire, but it's necessary in order for you to be able to use this oven for baking, and therefore it's going to be mutter. It's not like heating up the roof panels in order to roast on them, which we said was asa, which we'll see in the coming days in Siman Tov Kuf Ches. We spoke about many poskim asa, at least in the olden days, cooking in a new pot, because the first time you cook in the pot, it strengthens the pot. It strengthens the kli, and it's like you finish the kli biyantiv. When you heat up the oven on the inside, it's going to be mutter to do that, because it's not going to strengthen the oven. V'dasa Magen Avraham, the Tarun Shebizmanenu, nowadays, not our days, but his days, 500 years ago, or 400 years ago, Mitzchas v'shaper dehetzik rishon v'aser v'yesh chokin olav. So this whole machlokes about heating up the oven for the first time, is that going to be strengthening the oven and going to be tikkun mana? Here the Shulchan Aruch says it's okay, as long as you don't spritz it with cold water, because it's the spritzing it with cold water that goes on to strengthen the oven, and that will be the tikkun mana. The only time that's going to be mutter is if the oven is so hot and you can't cook with it, and therefore you need to spritz the oven to bring down the temperature so that you can use it for baking on yontif. Sorry for pasta. Bread shouldn't burn when you put it in. Mutter afapi shemamale shemamela mitchasem. Even though when you spritz it, it's going to strengthen the oven, the mela. That's not my kavana. My kavana is to bring down the heat so I can properly bake. Last lamba, we don't care about the fact that it's mela going to strengthen the oven. V'yafa gad digabe libun re'ofim lo mish mashkechina b'mashe kavanasa kedei litzlos aleim v'aser. Even though when it comes to libun re'afim, we're heating up the roof panels. Lo mashkichin rashkim rashkim. We don't say, oh, well, he just wants to use it for roasting, so it's okay. We say it's aser. He's doing tikkun mana. He's fixing off the kli. Shiny hasam. So what's the difference? This is the question that we saw at Tosis on the Ran. What's the difference between the re'afim, which is aser, and spritzing down the oven, which is mutter? Shiny hasam shetikuno she re'afim heim kodem letashmish. It's before you actually using it. She ishtamish b'hem achakach letzorech yontif. Okay, he calls that you're being mishtamish afterwards. You're heating it up. You're strengthening it. Then once it gets very hot and it's strengthened, then you're going to use it for cooking or baking. Ava hochari apas muchan lanicho b'tanur. And the shetzorech lekarer ma'at ha'tanur. Here, it's ready to go. Everything's ready, set, ready to go, but it's too hot, so I have to bring down temperature. Now, I still have a hard time understanding the difference. It's a very subtle difference. In both cases, I could have a dough ready to go. In the first one, it's the rafim are not yet hot bichlal, so okay, that might take more time. The other one, the oven's hot. In both cases, it's not talking about whether the dough is ready or not ready. The dough could be ready in both cases to be baked. So to say that, you know, here the dough, here it's ready, here it's not ready, it's a little bit, I don't really understand that fully. And bitikuno misakin apas v'shari, it sounds like the bread is in there. Obviously the bread's not going to be in the oven. When they're spritzing down the matzah oven, okay, matzah's already a different story maybe, but they're not spritzing it with the bread in the oven, with the matzah in the oven, right? Obviously. So, I'm missing something. Okay, but that's what we said from the Ran. The Yeshikasu da Foga son in Osarachisim Koldu. Spritzing of the cold water, it strengthens it, Amashu. And it's not enough to be usher. If that's your kavanah, so then it's usher. But if your kavanah is to do the baking, the fact that it strengthens it just a mashu, that's not enough to be usher. The Sharat Zion Ois Mem. He brings down the first reason is the first difference between the two cases Iran. Usvar Zuluch Orisiat the Kasa of Magram Basif Katan Ches. The kibui the tzarich ochel nefesh mutter who davke b'shar shemesakin ha'ochel velo kodem lachem. So the kibui here you're doing when you're spritzing in the water that's going to do some sort of kibui to the coals that are in the oven. So everything's ready to go. So that's considered b'shar shemesakin ha'ochel. That's going to be okay, but not to do it in advance. Oh, in Deir Shu footnote 24, they kind of answer the question we had before. He says that over here, the oven is hot, it's ready to go, it's too hot. You need to bring down the temperature, a little spritz, you bring down the temperature, boom, the dough goes in. When you have the re'afim and you heat them up, it takes a while for the re'afim to get heated up. So that's why it's considered napashas tikkun ha'ochel. Here, the oven is hot. Everything is ready to go. Too hot. Lower the temperature. Take seconds. When I have the rafim, I have to heat up the rafim. It takes a while for the rafim to be heated up. And therefore, that's the difference in the time frame between the two cases. That's how Dear Shu footnote 24 seems to explain from the Machzor Sheka. Explaining the wrap. Okay, continues the Sharatin Ois, ma'am. V'shelo kedas ha'pri chodosh le'el. Okay. V'ha'ra'o kasa b'chidushov o'tam d'lo dami l'hod d'ra'ofim. So this is a third explanation. What's the difference between the re'afim that you're not allowed to heat up even when your kavana is for roasting because you're going to be strengthening the re'afim, those panels. If you just wrote something in the chat box, I didn't see it. And versus spritzing water in the super hot oven to bring down the temperature, which is okay as long as your kavanah is not to strengthen the oven, but rather to make the oven fit for baking. Shibirafimu masakna v'nasa kli l'melocha acheres chutz melocha zu shel tzliyah. Now these re'afim have other functions. You can use it now for baking, but you can use it also for different things. And therefore, it's going to be usr. Mashenki b'tanur na'avin. Ah, Baruch Shekivanta in the chat box. But an oven is used for baking. So when you heat up the oven, you're spritzing in the water. It's for baking. Strengthening the oven only for baking and for nothing else. She'enim iskashim l'locha cheres chutz me'afir u'bishom. U'lefi taim ozeh yesh lahati b'yontif. Kederos chadoshos l'bishom. So if that's the case, then even if cooking with a new pot is going to strengthen the pot on Yontif, which we said is problematic, according to this reason, it should be okay, because the pot's only used for food. So the Ra'ah, the Shitasa, will agree even with the pots. Okay, now your Ikar Kavana, though, is right now to do the baking. I mean, this is... Okay, fine. We say it. Right. Mishavur sifkata lamid aleph. So we say you could soak this rake or this oven broom in water and then put it in the oven. Mishavur sifkata lamid aleph. Bratzalomar. Im husa katana yotemidai, the oven got too hot. The choshe shelo yisarif hapas, you're afraid the bed's gonna burn. Shora machbedet b'mayin kidei letzanin bo satanoi. You put this kli in water and then put it in the oven. Vigam kidei ligar bo od hagecholim hadakim shishu acha grif harishona. And also to rake around the little coals that are in there, also, I guess, contributing to the super intense heat. The coals are shari apishim achabet. Even though he'll be extinguishing some of the coals of the fire in the oven, it's mutter. Kev anju tzorech ochal nefesh. Because this is tzorech ochal nefesh. Because he won't be able to bake with it in there. V'kvar kasavnu devazev v'chem ha'id demefik ha'tenor. Dafkin below zeh yiskalkel ha'pas. Only if it's going to really significantly affect the food. Aval im lo yiz, this we spoke about yesterday. Im lo yiskalkel rak sheyem yiskarech ma'ah v'lo yenoyeh. Also, machosh mechave. So mechave is only going to be mutter if it's crucial for the food to come out decent. But just because the food's not going to be perfect, that's not good enough to allow kibui on yontif. Now, if you stick this oven broom in the oven, and now it comes out, it has little sparks on it, little pieces of coals on it, I can't then go put it again into the water, because now I'm going to be extinguishing it. Shelo l'tzorech ochal nefesh. That's a continuation of the Mishabura in Sif Katan, Lamed Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here. That is Tavkuf Zayin Seif Hey.